the movements occurring naturally in your body and even in your mind. It's meant to feel good. The capacity is there in everyone innately for it to feel good. Being alive is supposed to feel good. Now, this is hard to comprehend in light of the fact that most of the people we come across and ourselves are experiencing something other than that most of the time. So it sounds wacky. What do you mean we're supposed to be ecstatic? I have these problems and those concerns and these issues and these problems. There's no way to be ecstatic. But it's built in. You have to start to understand how it's built in. It's built in that when a breeze moves across your skin, it should feel good. But we don't pay attention. We're not quiet enough. We're not attentive enough. We're not in our bodies enough. We're not in our feelings enough to key into that. And that's nobody's fault but ours. Not literally, because we haven't been taught, but it could be taught. People could be taught when they're very young that life can be enjoyed. That just the processes of being alive, of having a body, of walking and talking, are meant to be enjoyable. But who teaches their children that these things are meant to be enjoyable? It's not culturally common. So on holidays, people are taught, those are special days. You're supposed to lighten up a little, have more fun. The culture teaches us on holidays, that's when you're supposed to feel a little better. And we'll give you a few days off so you can actually try to do that. But just expand that message, that understanding, to every day of life. That is supposed to be what happens every day of a human life. It's supposed to feel good to be aware that you're alive, to be able to feel your body, to sense your own aliveness, to feel the breath going in and out when you put attention on it. To feel a sense of ecstatic movement. Just the capacity to move is supposed to be an ecstatic experience. And that's what it means that every day is supposed to be a holiday. Every day is supposed to be a holy day. That it's a good feeling just to be alive, because a day will come when you're not. But how many people have you met in your lifetime who you suspect live with a sense of inner ecstasy, who live with a feeling of every day is kind of like a holiday? Even if bad things are happening, even if I don't feel good, it feels good to know my blood is circulating. It feels good to know my heart is beating. It feels good to know my lungs are breathing. It feels good to know I can still wiggle my toes. And this is why there's so many yogas and so many practices that are focused on the physical side. They're really not to make you in better shape or develop you physically. They're really for the purpose of cultivating the ability to key in from the physical side and start to have some capacity, some ability